USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As all hurricanes do, Hurricane Ida packed a punch for most of the eastern United States since Sunday. More information is coming in as Ida's energy has mostly dissipated Friday. In Trenton, New Jersey, police were going door to door, encouraging residents to leave their homes in anticipation of the rising Delaware River. Further north in Fairfield, the Passaic River is forecast to crest more than 23 feet by late Friday evening. The National Weather Service anticipated area rivers will crest and overflow through Friday. Republicans are not happy this week when it was discovered over $200 million put into the House Democrats' massive and partisan $3.5 trillion budget resolution is going to Presidio Park as a frequent hangout for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House Natural Resource Republicans on Twitter called out Democrats' earmarks as slush funds for partisan pet projects. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a Caldor fire update in Northern California. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
California's Caldor Fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to Cal Fire, the blaze is about 25% contained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Reuters has released a transcript of President Biden attempting to get Afghan President Ghani to lie about the Taliban's strengths and capabilities. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
I think it's pretty clear. Again, I'm not going to go into details of a private conversation.
It should be noted in 2019, Psaki was vocal, calling for then Trump White House to release a transcript of a private phone call with the Ukrainian president. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As NASCAR gets ready for the Darlington, South Carolina races this weekend, NASCAR Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon won the track six times. Mr. Gordon explains to Motor Racing Network what it is about winning Darlington that makes it such a measure of overall success.
It's such a challenging, difficult racetrack. Everybody talks about it, but I don't think you can express really into words about the challenge you face each time you go to Darlington, not just because of the shape of the racetrack being different from one end to another, but, you know, how do you drive the car? How do you set up the car? How do you manage traffic? How do you stay out of trouble, stay out of the fence? You know, everything wrapped into one. So, you know, to be able to go there and win one race says a lot about that driver's abilities and talent, but to go and do it multiple times, I think definitely separates you from the average and, you know, even compared to any other racetrack. I mean, you look at the greats and you look at, certainly those that I respected the most when I was competing against them. And if you went to Darlington and had to compete against that driver, you knew that they were somebody that you were, you were going to have to battle with a lot throughout the season because that's just how good they were.
The Cookout Southern 500 is Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Technically, the race is 501.3 miles and can be seen on Motor Racing Network and NBCSN. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.